Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams. That's right, that's right, that's right. You want to be on top of your game. And hi, this is Coach Lilisa. Thank you so much for tuning in for yet another
Friday. I don't know how many Fridays it's been so far, but we are still here bringing to you entrepreneurs an opportunity to shout out your business, shamelessly promote your business. I mean, tell us all you can about what you do. You got to call in, though. Area code. Let me give you the number and give you the instructions. Get ready. Call 347-945-7991. And when you get on the line, you have to hit your number one key on your cell phone, on your phone pad, on your regular phone, however you want to do it. But you have to hit number one because you're on top. We want to put you on top, just like Beyonce said in her song. That's right. For those of you who don't know what that was or who that was Miss Beyonce. Let me tell you, she said it best. Got to be on top. And I want to put you on top, your game on top, your industry in the marketplace. The market has a lot of people in it. Okay. There is close. Listen to this. Get these numbers. There's close. If not, we may hit the mark by now because we haven't had a census in a little minute. Well, 10, almost 3 years ago. The last census, we had close to 7 billion people in the world. 7 billion. Now, if you want to know why people are scrambling to do business globally, get this. The U.S., the United States, as powerful as we are, we don't even have 1 billion people. We don't even have 500 million yet. The last census, our numbers were coming, at least that's accounted for. The last census, we had a little over 380 million. So somewhere around 380 million people in the United States. And I think about 3 million are in New York. No, not quite. But not 3 million. I meant to say 300 million. So we're not even at 500 million. So we don't even have, 1% of the world's population. Maybe not 1%. Probably a little bit more. I have to do the math real quick. But there's 7 billion in the world, and so 1% of 7 billion would have to be 700 million. Maybe that's 10%. 700 million is 10%, yeah. So we have about 5% of the world's population. Okay, what's up with that? So guess what, people? There's a lot of customers out there, and we're going to get them. So you better stick with Coach Lisa because we're on a mission. We're on a mission to get you some more customers. You know, I used to be afraid to say that, right? No, we ain't scared. We ain't scared of y'all. We are coming to get our customer. But we're going to be broke and hungry? Whoa, no, I don't think so. Well, because, you know, he's given us power to get wealth, and we need to go out there and get it. So welcome to the show. You know, I tell you one thing. I'll be 57 this year, and let me tell you, I'm not going out broke. I came in broke, but I ain't going out that way. And it takes a declaration of your thought, because our thoughts take us to our destiny. So if we don't think about getting wealth, according to Deuteronomy 8:18, our God has given you power to get wealth. So hello, what are you doing with all that power? That's why I say you need to release your power at work, at school, at home. And at home means release it in your personal life, whatever that means for you. If you need more power in your spirituality, if you need more power released in your finances, in your health. It all falls under doing it at home. Home is the real personal place because, you know, they always said home is where the heart is. And then you'd hear, and it's, even as it relates to men, you know, a man's home is his castle. Or with women, you'd hear them say, boy, if a woman isn't happy at home, there's going to be hell to pay. So, yes, the home encompasses all of that. And then you have at work. Let me tell you what happens at work. At work, my goodness, work means working for someone as well as working for yourself. So you have two spectrums there, two ends of the spectrum, working for yourself or working for you, or working for someone else. But you will work one way or the other. Either you're going to work for yourself or you're going to work for someone else. I know people that go to jail and things like that. They may not think they're working for anybody. They say, I want to be a hustler. I don't want to work for anybody. I'm going to stand out here and sell drugs, run checks, steal clothes, whatever they do, run numbers, whatever. And then they end up in jail, right? And it's like, okay, so who do you think you're working for here? And the pay is much lower, okay? Like maybe like $1 a day, okay? In a month, they might make $28, okay? $28 check once a month, all right? So that's really not cool. So there's other ways, and we want to be able to show you how to do it because we're all about entrepreneurs. So we'll be telling you on this broadcast from time to time how to get wealth for yourself and your family. Some of you know that's my major. That's what I studied in school. So don't think I just jumped up out of nowhere. I didn't just jump up out of nowhere and start talking about finances and entrepreneurship, starting businesses. This is what, go talk to Fairleigh Dickinson and Union County College, you know. These are the people that pounded in my head economics and business, because those were my majors in college. Yeah, I came to New Jersey with absolutely nothing. I was flat out broke and destined to be that way, because when I came to New Jersey, well, I couldn't even pay rent. Are you kidding? I remember when I moved to New Jersey, I don't know if you remember, there was a realty company called Prime, I believe. I think that's the name. But when I came to New Jersey and started looking for apartments, wow, I was blown away. I would get the paper. I was very discouraged. I would get the paper, and wow, I wouldn't see anything in there but these high-priced rent apartments where you had to pay like almost like a year's rent in advance. It was crazy. And I remember thinking to myself, I'll never make it here. Are you kidding? I was living with my sister at the time, and her husband, her then husband, and their two children. Their daughters are 4 and 5. We're 4 and 5. They're not 4 and 5 now. They're 20-something. Close to 30. One might be 30 already. But I've been here, that was 25 years ago, 1987. It was 25 years, 26 years now. Last year, I celebrated my 25th year here in New Jersey. But when I got here, I was flat broke. I had nothing. And I remember thinking, I was staying with my sister, working a temp job as a file clerk. The skills I had a GED and a couple years experience from the military as a jet mechanic, which I wasn't trying to be a mechanic anywhere. I'd had enough of that. I'd had my fill of being a mechanic, so that I wasn't looking for a mechanic's job. In retrospect, I should have been, but I wasn't. So I came with this absolutely nothing. I had, but you know what? There's a time in your life when having nothing means having everything. So make sure you tune in on Monday, where I'm going to be showing you some things that you can get from failing in life. some valuable things that you can get. So if you called in, you want to shout out your business, I'm here, I'm waiting for you. But I can't just sit here and do nothing while I'm waiting on you. So call in 347-945-7991 and definitely hit your number one key. You have 2 minutes or less to shout out your business, shamelessly promote your business on air with Coach Lalisa. I will be more than happy to open up your mic and talk to you. Or if you have another comment or question, maybe you have an event that's a business that's a product or service. It could be an event that you are hosting that you would like to shamelessly promote your event. Okay? Call and shout out your event. Tell us what event you're having, why you're having that event, and what audience you're looking for. But you want to shamelessly promote your event. The reason I say shamelessly, I saw a woman in Florida, and she does a whole business around shameless, well, conference anyway. And she teaches, listen, people pay a lot of money to go to her conference to learn how to shamelessly promote their businesses. Well, you get to do it free right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. You didn't pay a dime. You had to pay for your cell phone bill or whatever bill you're using to be on the air. But you get to shamelessly promote your business here, and you never know who is going to listen to this broadcast. You just have no clue. But here's the thing. We've talked about this before. But it's worth reviewing. If you are a business owner, one of your jobs is to get the word out. Now, another job that you have as a business owner, which a lot of business people don't know this. I know that they don't, because if they did, they would be telling me that they knew or showing me that they know this. Another thing that businesses don't know is that the CEO of that company, I don't care if it's Prudential, I don't care if it's IBM or whichever company it is, right? It could be Google, Yahoo, any of them, Microsoft, you name it. The goal of the organization, believe it or not, I know you thought they were just there for you. I know. The goal of the organization is that they are to make wealth for the shareholders. Holder. Yo, you can write that one down. If those of you, because if you're a master's degree, an MBA student, you know this, or graduate rather, or if you are a student too, if you're going to be a student, you can almost pass everything in the business class if you keep that in the back of your mind. And there's a couple of marketing theories and what have you. But so, yes, the job of the CEO or the owner is to create stockholder wealth. And here's the thing. In a sole proprietor, you're both the CEO and the stockholder. In a sole proprietor, you're the only stockholder. Okay, it's just you per se. Unless, of course, you know, you have a partner or you have people who have invested in your business. Like let's say your grandmother loans you $20,000. And she's looking for a return on her investment. Okay, so then at that point, your job is to increase stockholder wealth. Because here's the thing, if you really knew how to do that and lay that out, you could put it on paper, and you could almost walk in any financial institution and get loans. Here's what I want to do for women who are part of the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Here's where we're going with this. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be helping women business owners get the loans that they need to start their businesses. So, for instance, you want to get started on a good foot. I mean, you really want to be out there and have the things you need. So, you know, we want to be able to make sure you have finances that you need to do that. You may need $5,000. You may need a $5,000 loan. You may need more than likely, depending on what kind of business you have, you could possibly do it with about $5,000. At least to get yourself started, unless, of course, there's major overhead, and there's major machinery costs or heavy equipment. Other than that, it shouldn't be too hard. So, again, enough of me talking about business. I need you, business people, to call in, hit your number one key, and shamelessly promote your business right here on All About Entrepreneurs. This is your time, but if you don't call, I'll have to talk because we can't on the radio. Some of you know you can't have dead air on the radio. Radio is not like television. Television, you have your audience, you have people around, you can look and you can see. So if there's a moment of silence, it's not a problem. But you don't do that in radio. So for those of you who's wondering, why is that woman still talking? That's why they call it a talk show. But nonetheless, somebody has to talk. So if you're not going to call in and talk, then you leave me no choice. But I would rather that you call in. Tell me about your business. Tell me why you think it's important or not important. Maybe you would feel that it's a shame to shamelessly promote your business. Call in and tell me that. Well, you know what? Labor Day is coming, okay? Labor Day. This is Labor Day weekend. Yay! Okay, this is Labor Day weekend. And it's an interesting day, you know. Labor Day, people, it's a holiday. A lot of companies are closed. And celebration. Isn't that interesting? Now, we Americans have some of the interesting holidays you can ever imagine, right? Labor Day. So, but I remember one year it's probably a good 10 years ago now, I guess. Oh, longer than that. Wow. Almost 15 years ago, where I had an opportunity to go and speak at a military base in South Jersey, and the topic was, it's not a day off, it's a day on. Not a day off, it's a day on. So, you know, Labor Day, yes, we celebrate, but this Labor Day, we're celebrating even more so because it's the anniversary close to the anniversary date of the I Have a Dream speech, March on Washington, 50 years ago. They marched so we can get jobs, and now we take the day off, which is great. That's fine. I'm not complaining. I work mostly from home, but hey, I understand. Hey, I'm not putting down the person who has to slump it in to work every day. And you definitely want a day off. Hey, I got you. But he fought for a day on, and we'll fight for a day off, okay. But I know the concept, and it was wonderful. Martin Luther King said he has a dream. I have a dream. You have a dream. You can share your dream just like he shared his dream. He lived his dream. And now we're living the result of his dream. And so what will you speak that generations later will live the result of? You know, think about that for a while. Sure. Now, yesterday, I think we were on the air yesterday, and I had you write some things down. And, you know, because when you put things down on paper, it just tends to make it more permanent. I know a lot of people, because I used to wonder that too. Why do they make us journal? Why do they do that? Well, when you write things down, it makes things more permanent. Therefore, you can pretty much follow. You should be able to follow through with it better. because it's written down, it's permanent. You can see it, you can carry it around on your person or put it in a sack or purse or something. Post it over your bedpost, on your bathroom mirror, on the refrigerator, somewhere where you can, on your dashboard, in your car. You know, put it in conspicuous places where you can see it often as a reminder. And again, once you break down the mindset, get out of that stereotypical mindset that I'm a failure, and understand that every time I fail, it's an opportunity for me to advance. Yeah, every time I fail, it's just another opportunity for me to get up, assess what happened, and move forward. Yes, you can advance even in the midst of great tragedy. It doesn't seem like it at the time. It seems near impossible. And it is nearly impossible. But there's just that one little percentage point, that one little iota. If just imagine just a little pin drop chance that you can be a humongous success. What if I could convince you of that? That there's just one little chance that you will be a great success. Well, think about it. Think about how we're brought here to this earth, right? That, you know, they say it takes. All of these firms are going after this opportunity to connect with that egg, and just they're so tiny, right? And just one little tiny, tiny, tiny sperm gets through. Just a little bitty, tiny, tiny. So imagine that one little thing created you. So just think what you can do. Oh, we have a caller. We're going to open up your phone line. Area code 973. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa.
Good morning,
tell us
Coach
your name.
Lisa.
Shout out your business.
Mumford, a J. Lexi LLC. How are you?
Oh, awesome. So you said you were going to call in and shout out your business. So here you are. You got 2 minutes, and I'm ready when you are.
Okay, I am ready. I would not miss up this opportunity to shamelessly promote my business for 2 minutes. So here goes. I create the absolute best, luxurious, gourmet, natural, made-by-hand soap. Not only that, let me tell you a little bit about J. Lexi. We can be found at www.jlexi.co. You can find us on Facebook. We're on Twitter as well. We have a blog. We have an online store. So check us out. And what makes us so fantastic is we use the bounty of nature to create luxurious and conditioning soaps, scrubs, lotions, body oils, hair butter, shampoo bars. We make salves. We make balms and, whipped shea butters. And we just love on your skin. Our products nourish your skin and hair, feed your soul. At J. Lexi, we believe ingredients are best as nature created them, fresh, whole, and raw. We use as much of our fresh fruits and vegetables and botanicals as possible. Whatever can be used for skin, if we can juice it, if we can bring it down to a powder, we do it. Our natural products are handcrafted in small batches in Essex County, New Jersey. And because I live in the Garden State, we have access to an abundant local harvest. We believe the majority of fruits and vegetables that we put in our bodies for life and health can also be applied topically to our skin and yield great results. Our recipes contain a combination of fresh, raw fruits, vegetables and raw and unrefined plant-based oils and butters. We use herbs. We use botanicals, vitamins, proteins, minerals, superfoods, amino acids. We use fresh brewed herbs and teas and raw milks and fresh creams. To gently exfoliate, we use raw seeds and nuts and grains and shells. We have a few natural soaps that are vegan friendly and do not contain any animal products.
But you're right at 2 minutes. Very good. So now you see,
okay.
2 minutes or less. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But I don't want to cut you off. So finish up in one or two words. One, two, or three.
Three, okay. We have real skin food.
Awesome. Awesome. I like that. Food for the skin. That's a good one. So give now. Okay, great. So there you have it. So you look at that. Now, if you want, this will be on our broadcast, so you can always go back and listen and see if you missed anything, if anything you want to add. And because every Friday we do this, and our audience is growing. Our audience is growing because we're growing. We're growing to new places. And sooner or later, the whole, and people can go back. And that's what I love about Blog Talk Radio. People can go back and listen to shows. You know, I have people that, I know people that, you know, or sometimes they're down and out and they can't really get up and out. Maybe they're in the hospital. Maybe they're, and sometimes, you know, they get a little bored. They don't want to just watch television. They've seen enough of that. So I'm going to be letting them know, guess what? If you have a cell phone, you can listen to the archives right from your smartphone, your iPad, and other computer formats. So we're going to be getting the word, just like you're, we've let people come on. We've asked people to come on to the show. Fridays, it's open mic. We're here Monday through Friday. But Fridays, we've dedicated that to talking about people's businesses. Okay, we want to help you promote your business. And at the same time, I'm going to be promoting the radio show when I go places. I'll be mentioning before the year is out, we'll have All About Entrepreneurs t-shirts with the radio logo on it for people to tune in. We'll have postcards for people. So you're getting in on the beginnings of something that is about to launch in a very, very, very major way. And we will also be looking for commercials. So for those who have commercials that they want to air in this hour, the show, we've already upped the show to 1 hour, already moving in that direction. So we'll keep coming on in the morning because a lot of people have said over the years that they, you know, like having something to listen to early in the morning. Many people are driving into work, or even if they work from home, they've already had their prayer and meditation time. Some have already gone out to exercise, and 7 o'clock is a great time that they have still a little morning time in between, you know, starting their actual busy work day. So we're very excited about what we're about to do. And we will definitely make sure people like yourself, Celeste, and others who have been tuning in, that you all know right away. And you can also follow us on Facebook to keep up when all of this launches. So we'll be out talking to business owners. We'll be going out next week and the week after talking to business owners, getting door prizes and donations, things that we can, things donated to us. That we can actually give away, but we have to set it up because of the way we don't have a studio for people to drive to. Remember back in the day, you would drive to a studio and pick up an album or a record. But anyway, I have another caller, so thank you. We're going to take this one. Keep listening to All About Entrepreneurs. Okay, so caller area code, you are... Let's see, we got area code. You're on the air. It looks like a foreign area code.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Coach. This is Paul Kiriazzi calling in from Tokyo, Japan.
Hey, Paul, all the way from Tokyo. I wasn't sure. I said, let me see those numbers. It looks like a number's overseas, but awesome. Wow. Thank you for calling in. Paul, you know, we've been on the air for a while. You're one of the persons that know that. So here we are now. We've switched the focus to focus on entrepreneurs, and we know that you also have several businesses, and this is time that you can shout out your business. Normally, I give people 2 minutes, but since you're calling all the way from Japan, I'm going to give you a little bit longer. So I'm turning it over to you right now. Tell us about your company, your business, your products and services, and how people can connect with you.
Okay, very good. I got my stopwatch running, so I'll be on the money there. And I want to say I really appreciate that time when you had me do four different shows about the James Bond lifestyle and living successfully, and I got to take up your whole show once a week on a Monday, so that was wonderful, so I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm the James Bond lifestyle writer, and I have a book called How to Live the James Bond Lifestyle that has all the subjects of success and money and travel and entrepreneurship. I use a lot of examples from the James Bond movies, using him as the icon of cool, controlling your emotions and getting the job done. You know, James Bond never thinks about giving up, and perseverance, as we know, is the number one aspect for being successful. So I teach a lot about that. Recently, I've been doing webinars, live web shows on the internet, so that's been exciting. So I invite you to join me at Facebook's. Just go to Facebook and check out James Bond Lifestyle Seminar. And there's a lot of people there sharing their information about success and being efficient, even gadgets. So it's you know, it's exciting to be on that website. So now remember, education is so important, as Coach LaLisa is always talking about. You notice that James Bond, in all his movies, he knows something about each subject that he's asked about. He always knows something. He took a life achievement at the college for Japanese study, so he knows everything. And Sean Connery, who played James Bond in the movies, the first movies, during his Lifetime Achievement Award at the American Film Institute, he said, "The only reason I'm successful and I'm here today is because I learned to read at age three, and he's a big reader. In fact, a lot of the behind-the-scenes shots of him making the James Bond movies, when he's on a break, you can see him reading. So so keep reading out there. So I'll end off by saying, join me on Facebook's James Bond Lifestyle Seminar page. Thank you, Coach.
Wow, Paul Kiriazzi, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. Thank you so much. And I just went to your page. I just liked it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Powerful, powerful. Those of you who are listening, this is an awesome, awesome young man. Powerful, dynamic. I met him a couple years back, and I was just floored at the awesome things that he's done in the movie, in the field of entertainment. Some of the people that he's worked with, just amazing. One of my favorite old-time shows, Mission Impossible, and he's trained these individuals. He's shot behind the scenes. He makes movies, and I tell you, it was such a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, and thank you so, and understanding the whole James Bond lifestyle you came on. That's right, you came on the show, and you broke it down for us. You did a four-part series. It was in February during Black History Month. I'll never forget it, and hopefully we can do something again like that in the coming months. another series that was very, very, very powerful, the James Bond Lifestyle Seminar. I see the page. Yes, yes, yes. And it's so good to realize that. I love when you talk about the reading and how, and James Bond felt it was so important. Sean Connery, rather. Not James Bond, that was his stage name, right? But that's good. That is really great. And that's important. I think our young people really, really need to hear that and really get it down within them that reading, I mean, we really got to get our kids to reading. We got to get them to know how important reading is. Now, you know, as you know, Paul is calling all the way from Tokyo, Japan. It's very costly. And actually, it's nighttime there, so he'll be going off to bed probably soon. It's probably about nine at night over there, and he'll be, I'm sure, having dinner with his wife and family and going off. But it's very costly as well to call, unless you have, you know, one of those, I don't know, online type phones and what have you. But we were with Paul through the earthquake that they had, and because he had been on this one that they had not too long ago that was very big. So we were talking. He was our up to the minute news feed, so we knew everything that was kind of going on over there, which was really cool while that was happening, because we were very worried about Mr. Paul when it happened. We were very accustomed to talking with him almost every day. He would tune into the broadcast, so we're just, you know, glad. And again, that just, you know, shows you all the type of reach that this programming has. He's not in Michigan, he's not in Arkansas or Florida, he's in Japan. He's a businessman in Japan, okay? We know him now, you know him now. He's heard about your business, you've heard about his business. We can do business together with people, and I still have to get some books over there to Mr. Paul Kiriazi. But he's there, you know. Just imagine, release your power, laying on someone's coffee table in Japan. Hello? So we got that to do. So and Prostitute to Princess. Because when I first launched it, I was doing Prostitute to Princess. Paul Kiriazi was one of the first persons to purchase a copy. So I'm still finishing up the book. It should be ready shortly. But Paul Kiriazi and Ms. Kiva Renee were the first two people to purchase copies of that book. So I can't wait to get that book into the hands of the man that's in Japan. Hey, that rhymed. The hands of the man in Japan. So thank you. Now, we still have time left. Like I said, the show has gone back to an hour. We used to be an hour for a long, long time. And then we got off the air for about a few months. I took a break the year before last, over the summer. And it doesn't work too well. You kind of lose your audience when you do that. So I won't be doing that again because then, you know, no one did the show. So then I had to go and work all over to build back up the audience. But, you know, it's okay. I like challenges. So, you know, challenges are what keeps us motivated. Did you know that? If you don't have a challenge in your life, look for your motivation to wane. And I suspect that's some of the reason that some really, really rich people lose it, because they had so many challenges to get where they are that it kept them motivated, kept them going. But once they got to a certain level, they probably didn't realize that. Nobody told them that probably. I don't know. So they didn't realize that you have to keep your challenge level high, because that's what gives you motivation. That's what gives you that drive, that energy to keep going, is when something is challenging. That's what gives you that feeling of excitement, right? So so starting all over with the show, well, at first it seemed like, oh, this is horrible. But then I realized, oh, wait a minute, this makes it more challenging to build, to work on building up the audience. And so we're going to be doing some exciting things, and I just love the fact that we have open mic on Friday. So today we had a couple, last week, last Friday, we had two women call in and shout out their business, and they actually, I got the chance to meet them on Saturday. Yes, I got a chance to meet them on Saturday. So we have the radio show. We have the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. We're already planning for 2014. So I suspect that we will have all of our vendors by February. If you're probably not on board by February, you probably won't get in next year because we only have, we're going to use the same hotel. So some of you are already there, and we're going to do it different. We'll have 2 days for the event, and, you know, we'll talk. We should have same setup. I should hear from Marriott today. So we're going to use the same setup, and then, you know, we'll have space in the hall and possibly even another room to put maybe 5 or 6 vendors in that room. So we will definitely not have more than probably 30 vendors. So we're going to use some more rooms because I noticed on the weekend we were there, there was really not much else going on up there. So, and they do have other rooms. There were several other small rooms up there. So the beautiful thing about August and a time period like that, most people who do conferences don't do them in August. They say it's impossible. There's most business people would never do the type of conference that we did in August, okay? You know, a lot of people went down south to Bishop T.D. Jakes. Well, that's a church service. You can do that any day of the week. But business people, you know, women's leaders and entrepreneurs, they would never do an event like that in August. But we did it in August, and people came, as you could see, and we did it 2 years in a row in August, and people came. So next year, we have no reason to, nothing to indicate to us that we shouldn't do it in August, okay? So people do things in August, believe it or not. But that's great because hopefully the hotel will be less booked if we do it in August. So that's our strategy. Everybody needs a strategy. What's your strategy? What's your strategy for getting more customers? Hopefully it's to promote your business. Hopefully that strategy is on your list. Because here's the thing that we teach our students in our in marketing class. I teach the students and other professors as well. We teach them. I'm not a marketing major. I'm a business major, but marketing is a part of business. So they in the course, we have to teach every aspect of business, including finance. So even though I don't teach it as strongly as I would if I was a finance major, but the chapter is there. I do go over some principles of money and things like that. But back to marketing, here's what we say about marketing. You can have the best, and let me make that clear, the best product, the best setup, the best gimmick, the best whatever. But if no one knows about it, what good is it? That's the way we, you know, talk in marketing. It can be the best. It can work the best. You can have the best price on it. You can have the best cost structure. But if no one knows about it, what good is it? So shamelessly promoting, well, it's, yeah, kind of fun to see if you can get it in 2 minutes or less. And by the way, both of our callers did. Today, you were there, and even you, Paul, and I know you said you had your stopwatch on, so I was like, wow, you were right there at. I took it out further by asking you those questions and making those comments in the beginning. But so if you don't promote your business, if you don't have a mechanism or a process to get the word out, how will people know about your business? Okay, do you think that there's a little business fairy that's going to plant it in their minds while they're asleep? Or maybe you think someone will leave them a note on their door or something. No, you have to promote your business. You have to find a way to promote your business. And that's why I wanted to bring the Women Leaders and Entrepreneur Summit to get people with businesses in the room and talking to other people. Because, again, you may say, a person would say, well, I didn't make any money. I had a table. And I didn't make any money. Oh, really? Okay. Well, did you try to make any? I mean, you know, that's number one. Okay, so I'll do some teaching on networking at another point. But, okay, so there are some things that I learned from being, I too am a vendor. I go out to vendor events all over the country. I'm going to one, actually, you may know about it, you may want to go. I'm going to one in October in Montclair, New Jersey. The Majesty Loft, Melissa is having some type of fashion show. She would have been at the event on Saturday, and I could have, you know, kept bugging her. I know she wanted to be there, but, I mean, she's got a big event coming up in October, and she's doing it's a fashion show. It's a lot, and I know what it takes to put those events on, so I didn't want to bother her. But she's having an event, but she's come to my events before. I've seen her products. So she's having an event, and I'll be a vendor at her event. And by the way, I am a vendor, so if any of you are having an event, please, you know, invite me. I know people think, you know what, people are really funny. They are so hilarious. People think because they see, now most of these people only go on Facebook once a month, and every time they go on Facebook, I have a post, but they think I'm so busy. Okay, well, yeah, well, you're only on that once a month, so I guess to you, every time you go on, you see a post from me. It looks like I'm so busy. Well, yeah, I am. But aren't you? I mean, if you're not busy, please call me. I have things for you to do. Hello. You know, I think it's so cute. People say, oh, you're so busy, as if they're not. So if you're not busy, please, please, please call Coach Lalisa, email me, inbox me, and say, you know what? I see that you're so busy, and I'm doing nothing, but I want to lend a helping hand because you're busy and I want to help you. Sisters, really, let's help a sister out, you know. But guys, you can call too. I don't care as long as you don't have no ulterior motives, because I ain't got time for that, you know, as the lady said. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. But if you got a pair of hands that ain't doing nothing but going around seeing who's busy, then let me get you busy doing something. But I do appreciate all the people. I'm just really making fun. But the reality here is that when you're putting together those events, it does take a lot. And for those people who think, oh, wow, you're so busy, and I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going to myself, aren't you? And especially entrepreneurs, you know. If you're not busy, tell me your secret. If you're not busy, tell me your secret of how you're making millions not being busy. Because I haven't found it. I haven't found that. I haven't found out how to do that just yet. But if you know, share. That sounds like a good show too. Maybe I'll do a show where you get to share your business. Maybe that'll be a show. You get to share your strategy or your success tips. So we have a show where you get to openly share your business. Maybe we'll do one where you get to share some strategy. So if you have a strategy of how to make millions without being busy, we inquiring minds want to know. And I'm one of those minds, and I want to know. I want to know how it's done. Right, Paul? I'm sure you want to know too, right? And I don't know, maybe you have some strategy to do this. I don't know. But if you do, please share it with me. And I bet you it won't fall on deaf ears. I will put it into action a little bit. So if you called, so if you listened in today, you know that we had the owner of Living the James Bond Lifestyle. He produces seminars, audio books. He's helped others. He's produced movies. He's produced audio movies. And for this, he is so perfect for this day and age that we're in. Everything gone digital. And he already was there. He was already doing the digital thing long before it became the main thing to do in order to get your movie or music or seminar or webinar. He's been doing this digital work. And so now this is a great time to have your webinars, your workshops. I too do webinars online. I'd have a whole coaching program that you can do online. You don't have to leave the comforts of your home. I have a whole 10 module, 10 sessions, 10 weeks, however you want to look at it, program for Release Your Power. And so now you can release your power right at home. It's not just a book. It's not just a workbook. It's a business, actually. We launched yesterday, and it's officially launching on September 1st, Sunday. I believe that's Sunday. We're officially launching on September 1st, and we'll talk more about that on Monday. But today will be the last day I'll talk to you. When I talk to you on Monday, we'll have some exciting, exciting news for you as it relates to Release Your Power. Well, we're almost down to the last few minutes of the broadcast. Just wanted to make note of that. You still have but a few minutes if you would like to call in, and you have 2 minutes to, yeah, you can have the last 2 minutes if you so desire to shamelessly promote your business. It is important to promote your business. That's why you're in business, but you got to get the word out. Call 347-945-7991. Hit your number one key, and I'll know to open up your phone line. If you hit your number one key, I'll know to open up your phone line. Don't forget, this weekend, there's lots of things happening, lots of things going on, seminars, webinars, other things to build up your business acumen so that you can have a successful, thriving business, which is what you owe to yourself and to society. This economy, our economy, all economies thrive on entrepreneurship, business ownership, people who are out there making things. See, having a business means you're doing something for somebody. Whether you're cutting hair, doing nails, fast food restaurant, audio videos, movies, whatever, any business you have, you're doing something for somebody. This is no more than giving somebody a job so that they can get their car washed, pay their house note. Businesses, that's what we do. The problem is, of course, we know there are crooked business owners and there's corruption in business. But if it's done properly, it's a really, really good thing for society. So don't let anybody fill your head with nonsense, okay? If it wasn't for businesses, you wouldn't go and have that breakfast you're about to go have, and me either. So, for those of you who are in the Irvington area, we will be having breakfast 10 o'clock this morning, Irvington at the Irvington IHOP. You know, stop by, give us a shout out if you're in the New Jersey area on Lyons Avenue. 10 o'clock this morning, breakfast at the IHOP. Well, that's it. That's all we have time for. Have a powerful weekend. Happy Labor Day. Make the dream a reality, but get to work and make sure you keep it on top. Thank you calling in. Thank you, Paul, in Tokyo, Japan. Thank you, Celeste, right here in New Jersey. Keep promoting that business. Don't give up no matter what. And to each of you, go out, tell someone about your business. Promote it. Amy.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.